Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Okay, seriously, is it day 5 of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2017 already? I feel like we just started yesterday. I feel like I've been listening forever. That's not a bad thing. I've been really, really enjoying everything I've listened to this year. I'm actually making a better attempt at listening to everything this year, but then again, as I pointed out, it's only day 5. I got to a point around 3 o'clock this afternoon where I was actually completely caught up on the feed for like, oh, I don't know, an hour. And I was actually bereft. I had nothing to listen to. Everything was quiet. It was very odd. I have become one of those people who literally has been carrying my phone from room to room with me while I've listened to everybody do their thing. This is probably not healthy, but it's keeping me from feeling terribly dejected because I'm still too sick to go swimming. And usually in the summer, I live in my pool. So when I sat down to figure out something to record tonight, because I have friends who are working on things, but timing just didn't work out, I realized that I had this piece of creative nonfiction I wrote like 8 years ago, right? When my dog, Maximus, who will be turning 9 in December, was still a relatively young dog, not much more than a puppy. He was supposed to be this 35-pound Boston Terrier mix, and he's actually an 80-pound pointer boxer or pointer boxer Dane mix. He's very sweet. He's usually very laid back. But there have been some moments. He was also my first ever big dog. I had always had, like, chihuahuas and poodles, and suddenly I had this monster living in my house. It took me almost a year to figure out his language and for him to figure out mine, but now he's my dog. I mean, they're all my dog, but I'm his person in a way that I'm really not the person for all the other dogs, although I'm still the favorite. In any case, I'm going to share with you a very brief piece of writing that's technically creative nonfiction called World's Biggest Chew Toy. And ironically, I have a column due Sunday at 6 a.m. that I have not started on, and I didn't remember that I had written about having a column due in this piece until I started to read it to run through and make sure I could pronounce all the words, because as you can hear, I'm stumbling because I have no brain right now. I was off my thyroid meds for 2 months. So, in addition to getting over this stupid sinus infection, I'm kind of a mess. I apologize. Anyway, World's Biggest Chew Toy. When my husband finally walked in the door 3 hours after his usual arrival time, I didn't greet him with a smile and a kiss, but instead accused, "You're late." "I said I'd be a bit late when I called," he replied with his usual Midwestern calm. "There was a problem, and I lost track of things." 3 hours is not a bit," I snarked. 20 minutes is a bit. 3 hours is unacceptably late." "What's really wrong?" He could always see right through my behavior. "Everything I write is crap," I said, "and my column is due tomorrow. I forgot to pay my cell phone bill, and it cost $75 to get it reinstated. I ruined dinner, and I'm too tired to cook anything new, and your dog ate my T-shirt." I was in tears by the time I finished my litany, but my husband was smirking. "Stop laughing! It's not funny!" "Not to you," he said. Then, after a beat, he added, "Come here." "You were late," I pointed out. "You come here!" He crossed the room and pulled me into his arms. The tears started flowing again, but he just held me and let me cry out my frustrations. After a few minutes, I felt calmer, and I lifted my head from his chest. "Better now?" he asked. "A bit." The faintest teasing tone colored my voice. He kissed me on the forehead and then peppered my lips with tiny bunny kisses. I smiled in spite of myself, then began kissing him back. The mood was beginning to shift to something a little more passionate when there was a canine shriek from outside. "Where's the dog?" my husband asked, only just registering the lack of a canine presence. Out in the yard, I said. I was afraid I might do something horrible to him. You wouldn't have, my husband said. You love your dog, but we should go see what he's up to. We walked hand in hand through the house and out to the yard. He pulled the slider open and I yelled, Max, come! There was no response. Max, come here, monster dog! A scuffling noise, closely followed by a frustrated growl, came from the side of the house. Maximus, come! My husband had to try. Looks like we go to him, I said. I went back inside to grab a handful of treats to bribe the dog with, and we went to investigate the latest doggy disaster. Maximus, our big, spotted mutt, was playing tug with the brick veneer at the corner of the house. The porch light highlighted the crumbled bits of mortar on the ground. Max, stop that, I ordered as my husband yelled for the dog to come now. Max trotted over, a chunk of dusty red brick in his mouth and a smug expression on his doggy face. He dropped the brick at my feet and sat, waiting expectantly for his treat. I wanted to throttle him, but my husband sensed that and said, Good sit, Max. I tossed a treat, and Max caught it effortlessly. Come on, Max, I said, and we went back inside. Crate him, and I'll take you out for sushi, my husband offered. Deal, I said. I ordered Max to bed and accepted his slurpy kisses before locking the door and feeding him another treat. Later that evening, over sushi and plum wine, I quipped, You know, when the shelter people warned us that this dog would eat us out of house and home, I didn't think they meant it literally. My husband merely laughed at me and poured more wine. I want to add that I am recording this in bed on my iPad mini using Bostock because I am extremely lazy and it's really too late for me to be climbing up to my office. And Max is blissfully asleep, completely ignoring the fact that I've been yelling, Come, Max, into my mic for the last 3.5 or 6.5 or however many and a half minutes. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you have a good weekend, and I will be back tomorrow. Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.